This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, have the latest for you. And the latest is 5 o'clock fire. And
yeah, it is.
It really is. It truly is. And one of the latest things to happen is we heard from the Rockets brass. We heard from the general manager, Rafael Stone, as he and Ime Udoka had their end-of-year press conference in which they kind of gave an update on where they are as the season ended and talked about a few things. Here is one of the things that stuck out from the general manager, Rafael Stone, in regards to maybe the moves and the potential of what they will do this offseason as they prepare for next year after this run to the 2 seed in Game 7 against the Warriors.
If I will give you an inside betting tip, that I think continuity is very, very likely. Last summer we didn't make changes because we were really comfortable with where we were and we'd seen really good things from our team in terms of kind of a good progression, and I think we saw more of the same this year, so I think the bar to make changes is very high.
All right, that's Rafael Stone. And Clint, I will say this, until I see him not make any changes, I will just take this as him just being a general manager and doing things. But Clint, this ain't last year. Last year you were finished 11th in the West. Had a good bounce back year under year one. This year, you won the 2 seed, and many people look at this year as a success, obviously, but felt like you could have gone further than you did, and that this team is close to really being a special, special group and get to a place that you are hoping to get to. And you saw how close it was, and you saw that there were some clear changes that needed to be made. So I don't think comparing last offseason to this offseason makes any sense due to where the teams were.
No, look, I didn't necessarily take it that way, Ron, for me personally. I mean, I know it's what he actually did was compared to last season, but like he said the bar is set high for any changes. Like I agree, it's the way it should be. You know, you've not, this isn't one of those deals where, boy, the young guys you had across the board and the plan you had to rebuild the Rockets has completely imploded and boy, we just got to make change to make change. We got a lot of great things going. We got a really good group. We love the chemistry. We love the culture. And we've got to add the right piece. And if we're going to add a piece and subtract some of the ones that are here currently, it's got to be a guy that moves the needle relative to NBA titles, not just because we want to try to get better. So, I love what he's saying. I love what they've done. I love now that we're beyond the years of the Silas years and early on with Udoka. Like, I love the fact that you did it the hard way and you've got a bunch of guys that are in lockstep and a coach that's holding them accountable and a real culture and chemistry built. I love that now that we're on the flip side of it. It's awful to go through originally, but now that we're on the flip side of it, I absolutely love it. I think the bar should be set high. And to me, that's what he's saying is, if we make a move, it's going to be a move not to bust up what we have, or it's going to be a move that is a win now, it's time to compete for titles type of move. The bar is set really high. So that's how I heard it.
No, and listen, they're going to make some moves, and I would imagine they are. A couple of other things he had to say was plan A was always to develop our own. And also he had to say this business, the business we're in, nobody's untouchable. But we deeply value everyone on our roster. We have those picks. We accumulated them so we could draft guys or upgrade our current roster. We'll see what makes the most sense. So listening to him there, Clint, it is clear. Obviously, I think they got a taste of this thing, and they have to feel very, very confident about the group they're bringing in and the group that they have, and just need to add pieces. And I would say, to me, I don't know where you stand on this, Clint, talking about this. I expect a major move. Like I expect something major different from this team. I'd be surprised if this is more on just minor moves. I would expect that this is more than we're just going to add some shooters. I would expect a major move.
Yeah, I think that's what he just said, right? The bar is set high. It's not just, we're not going to disrupt this thing for any other reason other than titles. I hope that's what he meant. So I'm with you. I mean, sure, you've got to add. There's a couple of you know, pieces that you could add from a shooting standpoint. I mean, what M.A. Doka said, you know, what does this team need? Well, a couple of 90% or better free throw shooters and a couple of 50% or better 3-point shooters would be nice. I mean, so shooters is obviously, you know, something that they're going to look for. But I mean, all of that is irrelevant unless you make that one big move that gets you title bound.
We'll talk to Brandon Scott tomorrow, Rockets Report, and get his thoughts on the end of the year and where he may see them likely going. And, Clint, coming up here in about 10 minutes or so, 10 or 15 minutes, we will discuss one of the first decisions that they're going to have to make with Fred VanVleet. We'll get into that a little bit deeper coming up here in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Ain't nobody in here acting like no bitches.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros, who, what'd you say, Clint? They've lost three out of their last
four or five,
and are now at 500, 17-17, and they need a win. They need to get a dub in Milwaukee as Hayden Wesneski, who has been pretty good for this team, coming in as the five starter as a part of that Kyle Tucker trade, has been one of the better parts of that trade. He's hitting, he is 1.23.86 ERA, but you get an ERA under four from your fifth starter. That's really, really good, and he's been really, really good. But they need him to stop the bleeding here. The lineup tonight: Pena, Altuve, Paredes, top three. Christian Walker, Diaz is DHing, and then Myers, Caratini, Rogers, and Smith. That's the lineup that is out there tonight. No, you're not Alvarez again, Clint. But listen, obviously it's early. It's May 6th, Clint. You're 17-17, as we heard from the manager, the captain, Joe Espada, earlier say. Our offense is struggling, and we are still 500 right now. It'll get going. But this does feel like, hey, the Mariners are playing well, just like they did last year, I know. But I know you've said this. You don't want to keep tempting fate. You don't want to keep putting yourself in a situation like you were last year where you got to try to bank on, you know, digging yourself up out of the grave the way that you were able to last year, and Seattle falling down and helping you out as well. You don't want to put yourself in a position like that. You don't want to get distance too far away.
Well, right. I'll just never be comfortable with Joe Espada's and then the Astros, but Joe Espada's just, you know, we'll get hot approach and we'll turn the corner and you know, the sense of, I know it's a long season, but the sense of urgency, especially when the margin for error is razor thin with the Astros right now, I'll never get comfortable with just that kind of flippant "I will be okay" approach. I'm not overselling this thing with the Astros. Look, I'm actually encouraged right now, where I think, you know, you've lost four of the last five. You know, you give up seven runs, then you score eight and win. And then you give up five runs in seven innings, and you give up five runs in nine innings. I mean, it's not like they've lost a bunch of 2-0 ball games here. I mean, the pitching hasn't been great over the last handful of games. So I think this is a mixed bag of issues. And I'll be honest with you, I'm more impressed and encouraged right now because I just think, you know, a couple of major factors in whether this Astros team is going to have a chance to be relevant at the end. The I think is those two guys are one of them's hotter than a firecracker and the other one's turning the corner. One of them's leading the team off and the other one in Yainer Diaz is coming. So I just think him and Jeremy Peña are going to be two reasons why this team does or doesn't make a run. And them along with Jake Myers, we all laughed about it earlier in the season, but Jake Myers is swinging it well. Paredes is swinging it well. The others and Zach DiCenzo and Rogers, these guys, they're contributing. So it's just a matter of the big guns getting rolling, and I feel like that's just a matter of time.
I do want to see if there's an adjustment on, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, Clint. I do want to see if there's an adjustment moving forward, especially with Yordan not in there. With him being hurt, right, that's not a deal of like, oh, it's just a day off. I want to see if there's going to be an adjustment to trying to maybe force the issue more, try to make some things happen more than what they have done. Right, I look at, like I said, last night's game, I said it earlier, man, you get that many hits strung together at some point. At some point you maybe want to force it. Because right now this team feels like they're more likely to get singles than they are to hit the ball out of the ballpark or get extra base hits. So like 8 of their 9 were singles yesterday except for the one double from Altuve. Again, it's early, not tripping. Last year, a lot of these guys on this team were down 10 games to the Mariners early and tracked them down and walked them down and wasn't even really close with them towards the end. But they got to start to pick this thing up. This is and you just don't want to get in the habits of playing bad baseball, and you don't want this to get bad while Yordan's out, right? You want to at least hold your own.
We'll get out of this little funk.
5 o'clock fire.
I know it, Captain. Trust me, Captain. You know how I believe in you almost. All right, NBA last night first, and we'll look at what happens tonight. But the NBA, the Knicks, Clint, walked into Boston and shocked the Celtics as they were down by 20 in the second half. The Celtics were doing what they have done to the Knicks seemingly all season, and then next thing you know, they just start clanking damn near every three they took.
Boston.
And by the way, they took a record 63-point shot. 97 threes taken in the game yesterday because the very modest New York Knicks took 37. But 60.
Let it rain. Makes me think of that Prince skit.
Well, I'm not telling you, they let it rain. They let it hook. They let it hail. They just let it all.
Shoot the J. Shoot it.
And then, but they missed 45 of them.
There's the kicker.
Like they shot.
You took 60 and missed 45.
And missed 45, which means that some.
At no point did anybody say, "Hey man, let's quit shooting these threes. We are up by 20, man. Let's just get some points and let's get out of here with a win."
We're up 10. Let's drive this thing. It kept shrinking.
I mean, what are we doing?
But then drop.
Jalen Brunson, and I just want to pull it over right here. He is so unexplainable to me. Like from one end of the spectrum to the other, like Jokic. When you watch Jokic, you look at Joker and think, that guy's the best player. Like just what, but when you watch him play, you can't. I mean, like we'll get to him in a second and his 42-22 that he got last night. but like when you watch Jalen Brunson, he is not supposed to be just controlling and just dominant at his size. He's listed at 6'2". I don't know if he's that tall. But he what he does every game for that team, and ends up, and he was the best player ultimately, especially in the second half on the floor, and he just gets his shot off. And you just don't see little guys like that control the game the way he does night in and night out. And it is crazy to watch what he's done. But that was what fans who talk about the NBA right now, man, we're gonna shoot 63s. That was a record and not something we've seen. I'd imagine the Celtics may break it again later, But that was the part that was crazy. But they go in there and win, Clint. And then last night, even after, both games were crazy. That was an overtime game. They won by three. And then the Nuggets beat the Thunder late. The number one seed Thunder, they beat them really at the buzzer as Aaron Gordon hits a three. Russell Westbrook got the ball on the break, down one, Clint, headed to the lane. And I'm certain everybody watching and in that arena thought Russ is about to go.
He was going to pull up on that elbow, wasn't he?
Did you hear Russ the other day in his press conference? Russ was one of the most self-conscious statements I've ever heard from an athlete. He walked up to that podium, Tyler, and said, "Yeah, man, with me, guys, I'm like a whirlwind, baby. I'm a tornado. Might get me to make a great play. I might turn it over. Might have me shoot a three, miss it. I might make the next one. Might come down and get a steal. I might throw one away. Something's going to happen."
Seems to be how it goes there, Russ.
And he came down and went ahead and made a great pass as Gordon won the game. Again, Jokic, 42, 22, and six assists. I think he joins Wilt Chamberlain, Shaq, and Giannis as the only players to go 42, 40, 20, and 5 in a game, which is insane. And they then complete it right now. The Warriors and the Timberwolves, they'll play game one tonight. But every other team, all of the road teams have won game one in these series. The Pacers beat the Cavs on the road in game one. And then yesterday, the Knicks and the Thunder lost to the Nuggets. I know for you tonight, we'll see game one in the game that we were hoping to see the Rockets in, Minnesota versus Golden State. You were saying this yesterday. You think you're extra into this series from a Rockets perspective, right? You're into watching the Timberwolves and the Warriors as
yeah. Look, as Rocket fans, I mean, if we sit here and Minnesota just runs through Golden State the way that most people expect them to, I think that's going to be very telling, given what the Rockets just did against the Golden State Warriors. Now, on the other hand, if the Golden State Warriors compete and take them to seven, and it's a hard fought series, then the Rockets are closer than you think. But if the Warriors if the Warriors get ran through, then you got to look at the Rockets as, man, you couldn't put to bed that aging Golden State team that was injured, that clearly is nowhere near the true NBA title contenders right now. It'd be better for all of us Rocket fans out there. I know you don't want to hear this, but it'd be better if Golden State put on a good front here in this series if they didn't win it. I mean, it would mean more for Rockets. It'd mean the Rockets are further along than you think, according to how the Golden State Warriors play versus the Minnesota Wolves.
And Minnesota will have a lot of the same advantages that the Rockets saw in this series with their size, their ability to rebound. They just got Anthony Edwards to go along with it. And a lot of things. I'm intrigued to see Rudy versus Draymond over the next seven games, because you know Draymond's thinking, I got to get in his head. Yeah. That's the only way I'm going to be able to compensate for me having to guard a 7-2 guy. I got to get in his damn head, and we'll see if Rudy will allow it. All right, coming up, we've talked about the Rockets. We talked about hearing from them and what they're going to do in the offseason. Well, they've got a decision to make on. That's the first offseason decision they're going to have to make, and a very important one they have to make by May 9th. We'll discuss that decision coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We heard Udoka, Raphael Stone mention a lot of things, but they did not go into depth about Fred VanVleet. And that's probably the first major decision they're going to have to make. And I'll be honest with you, Clint, Tyler, I don't think it's a real tough decision to me at all. But for some, you may go and have a different opinion or a thought upon that. So you can kind of voice your thoughts on that on the text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well, you can do the same. By May 9th, Clint, they have to make the decision on a team option for Fred VanVleet to play on a one-year deal that's worth $45 million. And they've got to make that call by May 9th. And if they don't do so, he will be a free agent. Now, they will have kind of the early rights towards him, but he would become a free agent, Clint. And at $45 million next year, and obviously it could be it could change with new contracts that are given out, but he's currently at $42 million, the 20th highest paid player in all of the NBA. Which, that's a tough one to kind of make sense of right there. We think of it as good as he was in the postseason. But, I mean, next year, if they were to go ahead and exercise that team option, he would be making more than guys like Kyrie, Anthony Edwards, SGA, Tyrese Maxey with the Sixers, among others. AD, although he would be making more than those guys if they picked that up. In the regular season, he averaged 14 points, 3.5 rebounds, 5.5 assists on 34% shooting. In the postseason, his numbers did go up, Clint, as he averaged nearly 19 a game, 4 rebounds, a little over 4 assists. So he had saved them, shooting 45% from 3. Especially games 4, 5, 6, and 7, where he was really good. But Clint, he ain't $45 million good. And I think if you do bring him back, I will be shocked, Clint, if Tillman Fertitta and Raphael Stone and Udoka and all the decision makers say by May 9th, they feel like they've got to exercise this thing to bring him on, because I just don't think he is at that level of player to be making that kind of money.
Yeah, look, if they and that, look, I know there's some nuance to this and some context, but if you were to pay Fred VanVleet, who, by the way, at the 42 number, damn near 43 number this year, he was the sixth highest paid point guard in the league. If you were to re-up him at that damn near 45 number, the only two point guards making more money with him would be Steph Curry and Tyrese Halliburton. He'd be making more than Dame Lillard, Luka, Trae Young, Tyrese Maxey, you mentioned Kyrie Irving, Ja Morant, SGA. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you justify that. I do think that they make a play to keep him, because I do think they really like him, and he embodies everything that Ime Udoka once in a player, but I think it's going to have to be at a significantly lower number for him to be a Rocket. Now, there was a time, right, with him where, you know, the intangible aspect and the fact that the leadership aspect, the fact that he had won a title, he knew kind of how to build something. The intangible value was probably equal to, hell, may have even been greater than the tangible, the physical ability of
Fred VanVleet.
And probably
why they paid him the amount they did, bringing him in to start it. And Dylan Brooks.
And it's worked tremendously. But the reality of it is, you're going to make a move to bring in somebody that is probably a predominant ball handler, definitely the focal point, and probably an alpha, so that intangible is going to need to come from them, not a point guard that's been around the block and back.
Probably somebody who has played in big games and played.
Yeah. I mean, at least you'd hope. So, like the value of Fred VanVleet to the Rockets, I think, is probably going to go down significantly, where there may be, where the contract is going to increase, and there may be somebody in the league that was in a similar place as the Rockets and say, hey, we want that here. Now, I don't know if that's what Fred wants, but you know, I think the dynamic of leadership, if you will, veteran, pelts on the wall type guys, I think that dynamic's changed in Houston, and it's fixing to be a guy that not only has those, but is also still an elite player in the league.
Yeah. I think the Rockets have reached the point of, if you're going to make $45 million on this team, you got to be a $45 million player.
Agreed.
Like you got to be, I mean, you can't be coming here making $45 million what a guy like Jalen Brunson we just talked about is making $26 million.
Yeah.
Now, he signed a team-friendly deal, but Right. Damn, it can't be $20 million between you and a guy like Jalen Brunson.
Well, I mean, look, you can't. I know you got these numbers out here, and you may have already mentioned them, but you can't be a guy that's coming off like that's coming off of, with the exception of when you won a title a few years back. How many years ago was that, by the way?
It's been a minute, right?
I mean, these numbers don't screw postseason numbers. And by the way, a postseason where he carried the team for three games or four games.
Yeah.
Like, your postseason numbers are 18 points, almost 19 points a game. Like, that ain't $45 million. And I know there's other values, and I know all my basketball heads that they're going to tell me, oh, that's not what he was saying. Hey, man, I get it. Still not. There's no way that you get Fred VanVleet to $45
million. Now, listen. You brought up that point of it, and I agree with you. I do think that they're in a place where – they've kind of Dylan Brooks and Fred and Steven Adams have really done their job in terms of what I thought a big part of why they were brought here, which was to help establish the culture here. I think Amen Thompson, guys like Shingun, guys like Jabari Smith, Tyrese, I think those guys have developed that. And so that part isn't as needed. Not saying it's not needed. Now, I'm with you. If there is a deal there for Fred, and Fred loves being here and wants to be here, and as you've heard me say, athletes love to live in Houston. If Fred is into it, and you can get a deal that makes sense, yes. Right? And to me, a deal that makes sense for a point guard of Fred's caliber that averages 14, you know, a game, that is that has experience, a good player, that is, what is Fred? Fred's got to be. Is Fred touching 30? I can't remember how old Fred is, but whatever his age is, where he is, to me it sounds like more of a player in. Yeah, he's 31. A player that's making in the $20 million range, like that would make more sense, because with that you can go out and get the shooting that this team needs, right?
Yeah,
like that kind of stuff with it, the extra shooting that this team needs. You know, all the while, you know, working with the other guys.
I think, too, Ron, we talked about this a little earlier. Like, doesn't it matter, like, what direction the Rockets take offensively? Right? Because I heard it said many a times this in the playoffs is, you know, the Rockets should play faster, and that's really not Fred VanVleet's forte. Right? I mean, there's teams that play with a true old-school, smaller, game-managing type point guard. There's teams that don't. Right, so I think it, and I don't know if the Rockets do or not, but I think that ultimately matters as well. There's a lot of factors at play here, I would think.
Text line coming through. I think they work something out here, and they'll be giving him more like 90 over 3 years or something around that. We'll see. I don't, you know, that's $30 million a year. That is still rich for me for Fred VanVleet at 31. I just like that is rich for me right there personally. But obviously they know how much they value him. Ronnie, why are you hating on Fred? There's something he said about chemistry. Sure there is. But there's also something to be said about, hey man, let's make good decisions here. Let's make, like, that's the other part. I don't want to see the Rockets getting a practice of paying players, like severely overpaying players. Like when you watch, and maybe I'm off, when you watch those two, when you watch Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, do you see a $25 million difference per year player?
No.
They feel like they bring at their spots a similar thing. Now, obviously, Fred was better in the postseason from a scoring perspective, but I like the gap between those two players aren't $25 million. Right? And I just think they got to make it better. And I think they will do something. I don't think by May 9th they're going to pick that up. But I am intrigued to see if they feel like he is a priority for them to bring him back at some point. All right, coming up, we will get you some little money here, man. Listen, you can't go 77, almost 80% for a full week. Tyler got in a red for the first time. It's the first time I've seen red on T-Mill's Best Bets. Let's see if he can jump back on it this week. He's taking a different tactic. We're going to try to make you a little bit of money. So stay tuned for that. And we got to talk about this dude that if you let him get you excited, he will make you start thinking a little crazy. We'll talk about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That coming up next.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we are live here on The Drive. Coming up behind us, the fellas, Texans All Access. They will be joined by Texans insider Jonathan M. Alexander. He will join Mark Vandermeer, John Harris coming up right after us. So make sure you stay tuned listening for that. Then Area 45 comes up behind us. Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago, and Luke Morrow. And I see as you have typed this in, Tyler, old hater. Is that what is becoming what is synonymous with Luke now? I know Nelson. Reggie was really pushing it. And, you know, speaking of the day Reggie had for me yesterday, I guess I'm just going to fall in line with whatever Reggie thinks right now as he set my birthday off. But, damn, Luke didn't just got the hater. He's a hater now.
He's been trending in that direction, I feel like. I feel like it's been the common theme with old Luke. Now he's great when he's doing it. When he's doing his hating live on these airwaves, he's tremendous. But I have no doubt about it. There is hate there.
I don't know if I'm ready to just slide Luke into that lane yet. I need a little bit more time. I mean, I've seen some haters, like real haters. I don't put Luke up there in that.
Well, Luke is very calculated, and so it's hard to
hating a thinking hater.
Well, it's hard to be, like, in my opinion, when I hate that term, but like, in my opinion, like, in order to be a hater, like, it's almost like out of pocket, like, you're just hating on something. Yeah. You really don't know what the hell you're talking about. You just hold a grudge kind of deal. He's usually pretty calculated, and if he's got a strong opinion, there's usually some level of stat or number or info that he is leaning on.
And I don't get the sense when I hear, and I've done shows with Luke, or I'm driving and I'm listening to Luke, I don't get the sense that Luke is just, here he come, he's just about to talk bad about somebody else.
Agreed. Agreed.
Like, I don't get that sense.
No, not like that.
Natural-born hater?
Yeah, just.
I don't get it either.
I don't get that. There are some where you hear, you're like, all right, here he come. What are they going to say? They're going to say today. How many times? I don't get that from Big Luke. So, Luke coming up tonight. I got you, Luke. Coming up tonight. By the way, also T Mills Best Bets. That's coming here in a few minutes as well. And tomorrow, stay tuned. 7:30. Nick Caserio will be on Payne and Pendergast live. 7:30. Make sure you listen to that.
Pendergast and Payne.
That's right. Set your alarms as we will hear from the general manager right here. Exclusive interview with Payne and Pendergast following the draft. So. Let's make sure we take a listen at that. All right, Clint, I got to be honest with you before we get to T-Mill's best bets. I've had to calm myself down with old Woody Marks watching video and highlights of Woody Marks. Like, I am, what's one of your terms you like to use? Super convinced. I have convinced myself, like, Woody's going to be a problem. For teams here, if he is used correctly and if he is given the chance, which I think he will be given that chance, Clint, I think Woody Marks has a chance to be a big piece to this team and be something that is missing from what this offense has had, or the lack of what this offense has had the last couple of years. And the more you watch him, the more you see the compliment that he could be to Joe Mixon. The more you see that added element that they haven't had out of the backfield, the more you can see just getting the ball in his hands, he looks like and has shown to be elusive and a chunk play waiting to happen. I am excited for the Texans and Woody Marks. And now I get an understanding of why our guy, Johnny Harris, had that sound that he made when he heard that the Texans picked up old Johnny Marks. It was like, ah, or something like that. It was through the scenes for John.
Oh, my God.
I can understand why he was excited. And I've had to temper and calm myself down watching him, thinking, boy, he has got a chance.
Yeah, look, I mean, I love the potential, the possibility. Look, there's a lot of moving parts here, but – when you look at Woody Marks and you see kind of how the Texans acquired Woody Marks, they got aggressive. They traded a 2026 third round pick to move up in the fourth round to this year to get Woody Marks. So they got pretty aggressive in going and getting Woody Marks. They must have really liked him. They must have seen, which we've talked about multiple times, there's a definite need at RB2, the number two running back with the Texans. There's a definite need there, right? And then you look at the kind of running back that you just drafted. You drafted a guy that's been with in two different air raid systems with Mike Leach in Mississippi State and Lincoln Riley in USC. Two guys that are two of the better the better air raid minds. And the one thing that when you think air raid, when I think air raid, and you look at those systems in college, they use their backs more as wide receivers out of the backfield. Not true two-point stance, kind of wide receivers out in line. Now, they can do that, but they get them out of the backfield and in-route combinations and use them in an aggressive manner. So he's really comfortable catching the football. Again, not just on a swing route or a flat route. We're talking about aggressive down the field, quick-hitting type explosives that he's really comfortable doing. Now, did the Texans get aggressive and move up to get Woody Marks, Ron, and then they're going to go, oh, well, we want you to be Joe Mixon and we're just going to run you in the backfield, run you between the tackles?
Yeah.
Or did they get aggressive and go get Woody Marks because they know they needed a third down back that they can get out in routes and can be a mismatch, that is a guy that's got some speed and twitch that's different than Joe Mixon, and they're going to use him accordingly, and Nick Caley has the ability to use him accordingly. There's a little bit of a dynamic there for me of like, what is Nick Caley and what is this offense going to do with him? But boy, it is real easy to connect the dots of what he did in college to the need that the Texans have to, boy, if you use him in that way, you're right, man. This guy could be fun to watch in Houston.
Yeah, they had to someone's point on the text line, they had a player like that in L.A., Williams, the running back that they had with the Rams, where he was with Sean McVay, was a dual threat, a guy that could catch the ball in the backfield and run. Smaller guy, kind of the similar size of Woody Marks. Is it Kerwin Williams or Kyren Williams?
Yep.
The running back there with the Rams he's had. So maybe there's a connection there of maybe what he's trying to pull off there. But I've got to temper my excitement. And I'm telling you, when you all get to camp and get to see more of him, he will get you excited.
No doubt.
As well. He will be one of those guys you're looking for. All right. Coming up, let's get to it. T-Mill's best bets. Yesterday, he had a push, unbelievable, even in overtime. Couldn't slip over with a team who shot 63s in a game. That should have been a lock right there.
It wasn't from a lack of effort, T.
No, it wasn't. They tried to get there for you. But no, bad beat. Maybe if they drove a couple of those, maybe they would have gotten that over. Even with that, he went 2-4 in his picks yesterday. At 50%, let's try to get into the green. What's the play tonight?
Yes, and I am switching up our deal here. We've been doing straight NBA playoff bets since last week because, well, they were on fire. Last night didn't go great, so I'm going to pivot. Got four baseball bets for you. I had five, but that Tigers-Rockies game just got postponed a second ago due to some rain. So I got four MLB bets for you on a Tuesday night. First, I got the Phillies at Rays under four runs in the first five innings tonight. Then another under for you, Guardians at Nationals. Their second game, they're playing a doubleheader on a Tuesday. Under 9.5 runs in that game, which should be getting started any damn second. So if you want in on that, get in on it now. And then two Astros bets here. Astros plus one run tonight in game number two in Milwaukee against the Brewers. And then I got a player prop, Jeremy Pena, over 1.5 total bases at plus 120. Really like those odds. Of those four, are there any you love or you hate, boys?
Yeah, I like the Astros plus one. I like that. I think they get off the schneid today. I really like the Phillies under. The Phillies Rays under. Well, you got Zach Wheeler going for the Phillies. Mm-hmm. And the Rays, their best starter, who's been. His ERA is even lesser, lower than Zach Wheeler's. Jeremy Pena, I don't know about. I'm not saying he won't get on him. I could see him getting on, getting a single, getting
a stolen
walk.
Bases count in that?
No, it's just hits.
It's literally hits.
Yeah, walks and stolen bases do not count.
He's got to get two singles or a double.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or anything better, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he hits a homer, it hits right away. But no walks or steals involved in those over bases bets.
Yeah.
Follow me to the money.
Follow him to the money. Get that money. All right. Clint, great job today. Tyler, great job. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
Cause I'm losing. I'm sitting here. I'm on in the stands. Somebody get back. And then you get to a point, Clint, the only kid you can go off on is your own.
Yeah, that's right.
And
so you take it out on Trey.
He's on the bench. Guys, Trey, run him. Get to the bench. That's not my job. I'm up front. I don't care. You know I'm yelling at.
Dry it up. Dry it up, you titty baby.
That's pitiful.
What are we doing here, Mom?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.